The Wire.
Yesterday, we received a press release from a tenant who alleged she was rejected from renting a property because of her ethnicity. Rashmi Rarone, a teaching graduate of AUT, was looking for a property with her partner and cousin, who were both young working professionals. However, the property manager had apparently contacted her later to explain the landlord did not want to rent the property to her, as they believed from a previous tenancy experiment that they, quote, all Indians are dirty. I caught up with Rashmi, who had just finished teaching a class of primary school kids before I called. She asked if I could wait a bit as she tidied up.
I had to look for two pair of shoes and one lunchbox, and yes, now it's all done.
That's good.
Good to talk now.
Okay. I'm so sorry you had such a shitty experience. Do you mind walking me through kind of what happened?
Yeah, sure. 4th of May, which was a Saturday, my partner, I, and my cousin, we went for a viewing of a property in Pakuranga, and we were the only ones there. So we had like a nice long chat with the property manager, and she was quite positive. She asked us where we worked, she asked us if we had our visas, and she asked us who else was going to live in the house. It was just the three of us. It was a two-bedroom apartment. She said, you're exactly the kind of people the landlord is looking for, because he was looking for working professionals and he wasn't looking for college students and single people, apparently. I don't know why that is. But he said, you're exactly the kind of tenants landlord was looking for. Sure to be positive. And yeah, so she was quite... Yeah, and that very evening, she gave me a call and she told me, I'm sorry, we can't rent you the property. And I said, it's okay, because there could be several reasons not to rent the property to us. And we had gotten a few rejections before, so I didn't care. I said, okay, fine, I was going to move on. But she went ahead and she told me the reason.
Right.
She said, it is because the landlord says he doesn't want Indian tenants, and... That was when I asked why, because I was like, okay, that's not cool. And I haven't faced this in Auckland before. I've been here almost a year and a half. And it was the first time that I asked her why. And she said because he had a bad experience with Indian tenants before. And they trashed the house. They didn't keep the house clean. She did not use the word not clean. She used the word dirty. She said they kept the house dirty. They left the house dirty, and hence he thinks all Indians are dirty. And I was just shocked. I said, okay, I didn't want to hear anymore. I said, all right. You know, I was shocked. I couldn't say anything because I had not expected her to say things like that. So it was like, okay, this just happened. Now what? So I went and talked to my partner. He was shocked too. And then right now I'm living with my partner, my cousin, and two of my friends who have been here since the past 7 years, were Indians as well. So I told them this happened, and they weren't surprised. Yeah, this happens. They said, this is the first time that you're going through this. You're going to go through this several more times, and it's common for these things to happen. It's common to get rejected because you're Indian. So get used to it. And that was when it really, really, really felt, I was so sad. I was like, okay, I didn't know Auckland, a city in New Zealand. New Zealand is supposed to be like an amazing country with amazing people, and no racism is what I, because that's what I had experienced. I didn't know it exists here.
That's so frustrating. It isn't something you should feel like it's common. It shouldn't be something anyone has to put up with.
Exactly. And people have been putting through it, and it has become a part of their life. You know what I mean?
What do you think needs to change to protect groups and minority groups? Because something needs to happen, right? Something, it's just so frustrating.
I think all that needs to change is for people to view others as people. Because he had an experience, according to him, he had an experience with Indians, but I think he had experience with people. So if you consider people as people, you're never going to experience this. It's all about the way you think. I mean, especially after what happened in Christchurch, I was like, if not actually, at least people will be conscious enough to not say things out loud, things like these.
Because you went through the property manager, do you think, I don't know too much about tenancy law, but
right,
is discrimination okay to have that? Because I don't understand, but are tenants allowed to turn people away based on their ethnicity or their race?
No, and that's why they give better reasons. I mean, of course, everyone wants an ideal tenant, and I completely understand. But the way that it was put forth was not right, is what I thought. I mean, if Because I found out in the morning today that they have rented the place and they found a really good reason why not to give the place to us and why to rent the place to the other person. And I honestly, I have gotten rejected at 3 more properties and I'm like, okay, because I understand. But this was something that was not at all acceptable.
No, there are reasons to accept someone and they're, you know, there are good reasons and then there are bad reasons
to not.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I try to reach out to the property manager to ask her some questions, but she didn't end up, really replying to me. How has it been on that end? Have they apologized or anything, or what has that process been?
Not at all. I've complained to the Human Rights Commission as well, and I'm waiting. It has been more than a week, waiting for some response. And honestly, I told the Human Rights Commission, I do not want to live in their house. I just want an apology, and I just want to put my point across to the owner so that I just want him to hear me out, and that's it, nothing else. And about the property manager, no, she did not apologize to me. She texted me today, I don't know why, out of the blue, and she said, how are you? And I have two properties, one in Flatbush and one somewhere else. And would you like me to do something about it?
Yeah, I think maybe she texted you because we were texting her.
Exactly. That's what I thought as well.
So I have a feeling that might be why. And I have a feeling that it might be something that a lot of people go through, which isn't on. Like, it's not okay.
Yeah.
I ended up looking into the legislation surrounding tenancy, and my guess was correct. So according to the Human Rights Act, it is unlawful to refuse to rent someone based on their gender, race, marital and family status, amongst a variety of other factors. So that interview was from yesterday, and I've been trying to reach out to the property manager, and it's been an interesting series of events since then. So she'd initially responded to Kim, who was on our news team, that she had a lot of Indian tenants and they all have a good relationship and she doesn't have an issue with anyone. And then she texted back saying that she'd responded to our colleague Mike. Now, we don't have a Mike on our team, so that's the first mystery. Who is Mike? So I decided to try my luck and sent the property manager a text hoping to get her side of the story. I ended up getting a text addressed to Rush Me, which confused me, but it happens. We send the wrong text to people sometimes. So I clarified who I was, a reporter from 95BFM. She reiterated to me that she had a lot of Indian tenants and it was not an issue. And then the Herald and Stuff published their articles. Turns out Mike is from the Herald. He'd given a call yesterday, mystery one solved. At around 6 last night, she sent me copies of Rashmi's text to her and her replies. No context. I see now that the property manager is just sending me chat receipts. I don't understand much about landlords or real estate, but my cousin is a real estate manager, and so I called him to ask if this was a common occurrence. And according to him, it is. And he doesn't think it's the property manager's fault, though she has gotten the brunt of the media's attention. My cousin explained that real estate and property managers are usually just trying to help their clients' needs. But I think there's needs, there's preferences, and then there is downright discrimination. And that's the uncomfortable grey line from the real estate's professional viewpoint. My cousin says that it's completely up to the client, and a lot of them are worried about cooking smells from Indian food. I pointed out that this just sounds like a poor excuse for racism. Previous cases include a Trade Me listing in 2018, which also specified no Indian, as the flatmates didn't like curry. Even back in 2015, an unapologetic man listed a property listing, requesting no Asians or Indians because he didn't want curry smells and people he couldn't talk to. Earlier this year, a Māori student received a prejudiced and racist response from a landlord. My cousin's response was that it was like preferences, like not wanting to rent to students or not having pets. But according to Rashmi, the landlord has said all Indians are dirty and did not want to rent to her because of her ethnicity, stereotyping her, racially profiling her. And regardless, that's racism. Finally, the property manager clarified why Rashmi was rejected last night and included me in an emailed response she prepared for Herald and Stuff. Rashmi was rejected by the landlord because the successful family could move in immediately and was a mother with a young child, which suited the smaller house more. The property manager also says she never said Indians were dirty or that the landlord thinks that. She says that she only mentioned a previous negative experience the landlord had with tenants who happened to be Indian. I received more text receipts attached to the email. Now, I'm aware that the language barrier with the landlord could be a reason for the misunderstanding. It seems like the property manager is just trying her best to do her job with a possibly racist landlord. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to reach the landlord directly. I've reached out to Rashmi for her response, and she says the property manager's response is different in both Herald and Stuff, which says a lot about the situation. Rashmi has submitted her complaint to the Human Rights Commission and is still waiting on their reply.
The Wire.